This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I don't like to announce things on TV and radio unless I've absolutely confirmed everything. So I hesitate to do it, but I'm going to read you something I just got for one of my most trusted friends, who's a best friend of President Trump. And he said, the Biden administration has just done something that no Arab country has ever been willing to do. You know that the Palestinians have never been given a home in any Arab country. They don't want them. They are absolutely on welfare. They're violent. They're destructive. Nobody in the world has ever wanted the Palestinians. Not one Muslim country wanted them. And he says they just announced on CBS the Biden administration will allow Palestinians a free home in the United States, including citizenship. It's true. I said, when did that happen? He said, Brett Baer just said it. CBS News just announced it. Come here free, including citizenship. They've just decided to let every Palestinian in this country, at the moment where the country is burning, in every college in America, filled with Palestinians and other Muslim outsider foreigners who invaded our country through an open border, and now they're going to let in 1 million Palestinians or 2 million Palestinians. This is the intentional burning down of our country. And every one of them is a Jew hater. Are you insane? You're letting in people that want to murder Jews that are instructed from the moment they get into kindergarten. From the moment they're born, they're told the Jews are evil and you must kill the Jews. And you're going to let them all into the United States. No other Arab country ever wanted them. Because nobody wants them. They're nothing but trouble. And this administration is trying to burn the country down before Trump can stop them when he gets in on November 5th. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard in my life, although I predicted it on this show. I told you they were going to let the Palestinians in as soon as the invasion of Gaza began. I said they're going to make plans to let them in. Then I heard they gave Gaza like $9 billion. And I said, what's that for? Humanitarian aid? That's right, humanitarian aid? $9 billion? It's all going to be used for weapons to kill Jews and eventually Americans. But I was wrong. They're building piers in Gaza for big ships to pick up all the Palestinians to bring them to the United States. Oh, my God. Our country is destroyed. I don't even think Trump can save it at this point. Nobody can save it. Doesn't mean I don't want Trump. Trump's the only thing that could postpone the absolute death of America. I mean, it's going to get to the point where every Jew needs to leave the United States and go to Israel. This is insane. They're letting in the whole Palestine? The very people that attack Israel every day with everything from rocks to missiles to stabbing women and gang raping and murdering? And cutting babies' heads off? Incredible. If this all is proven true, which, why would I doubt it? One of my most trusted friends said he just heard it from Brett Baer and from CBS. And it all makes sense because I said from the beginning they're going to bring the whole Palestine here. But I just didn't think they'd do it before the election because I thought the American people will rebel. He can't possibly announce that before the election. He's got to cheat and rig, steal the election, and do it after the election. No, he's doing it now. before the election. All you can say is either they know they've lost, so they're trying to burn it all down on the way out, or they know they can't lose because it's all rigged. Unbelievable what's happening in this country. It's just, we're being hit from a thousand directions, and Republicans do nothing to stop any of it. Nothing but cowards in the GOP Congress. They do nothing. They're helpless to stop a thing. All right, here's my my commentary I want to read to you, because this is as bad as that, but, you know, I don't know if anything's as bad as that, but it's close. How Biden and Democrats not only killed a hero firefighter with their deadly policies, but they might have killed him twice. It's truly amazing how evil, biased, wickedly Marxist mainstream media covers up for Biden's crimes. Before I get to the tragic story of a young New York City firefighter, let's go through some other horrible, tragic results of Biden policies that the media has covered up and blacked out. Can you believe that President Trump attended the wake of a hero police officer in New York City and met with his grieving widow? And on the exact same day, Biden was in New York to attend a glamorous Democrat fundraiser and never bothered to contact the widow or attend the wake, and never even found the time to send his condolences. But after saying nothing about a hero cop being murdered, leaving behind a grieving widow and a baby boy, Biden did manage days later to issue a statement of condolences to the family of murderer O.J. Simpson. The media said nothing about Biden's reckless disregard for a dead hero. Can you imagine if the roles were reversed? What if Trump attended as president a $25 million political fundraiser in New York City and ignored the death of a national hero while he was there? What would the media say? Well, I'm a great speechwriter. I could write it. It would have been a national media firestorm, and the media would have said, Trump values money over human lives. Trump has abdicated the role of national leader. How is it possible this wasn't a national scandal of epic proportions for Joe Biden? Or take the national outrage only days ago about Republican Governor Kristi Noem's new book. She brags openly in her book. I should say stupidly, not just openly. I mean, she must be the most clueless person that ever lived. She brags about killing a young dog 20 years ago because the puppy was, in her words, basically wild, untrainable, and killing chickens. Now, let me say, I was angry and outraged as well as millions of other Americans. I've been a dog lover my entire life. Dogs are man's best friends. Like millions of Americans, my dogs are treated like family. When I woke up this morning, my dog Bubba weighs 100 pounds, was sleeping between me and Cindy in our bed, right? I love my dog. He sleeps in my bed all the time. This was a terrible thing for Governor Noem to say in her book, in a nation where two-thirds of American households have a dog. Yet what she admitted to doing to one dog 20 years ago, you know, in a ranch type of setting, which is different than for all of us city people, is nothing compared to what Joe Biden did to the dogs more recently. I'll bet 90% of Americans don't know what Joe Biden did because we have, again, a media blackout. Joe Biden left our hero military dogs to die an agonizing death on the tarmac in Afghanistan during our military retreat. Over 200 of them, beautiful, precious, smart, heroic German shepherds who guarded our military heroes and saved countless lives of your sons and daughters. Man's best friends. They were abandoned on the airport tarmac in cages in 120-degree heat. And Biden had a chance to load them on the planes, and he said no. And then animal rights groups said, we'll do it. We'll fly to Afghanistan. We'll spend millions. We'll save them. And Biden said no. They're military property. Get off. Don't touch them. And he left them on the tarmac, and they all died. They died a horrible, miserable death. Did you know this? No, of course not. The media didn't tell you. Can you imagine how agonizing their deaths were? They all either died from heat or starvation or no water or shot dead by radical Islamic terrorist Taliban who hate dogs. That's who we're going to let in the country now. Millions of them from Gaza. If dog lovers hate Kristi Noem, what about Biden? Why didn't PETA or the ASPCA call Biden a mass dog murderer, which is what he is? If Trump did it, they would have. If you love dogs, Biden is the most evil, callous, politician in U.S. history. And yet no one in the media said a thing. A complete blackout, a cover-up, like Hunter Biden's laptop. Now we come to the most recent story of what Biden's policies do to Americans. In New York City, Derek Floyd, a 36-year-old hero, Marine veteran, and firefighter, died of cardiac arrest just months after being terminated from the FDNY because they needed to cut spending to pay for illegal aliens. This is a national disgrace. It should be the biggest media firestorm in America. We just left a hero behind. This man served three tours as a Marine in the Middle East. Then he came home and became a firefighter. He defines American hero. But Democrats like Joe Biden and his boss Obama and Kamala Harris, the border czar, has never been to the border. And DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas and New York City Mayor Eric Adams all conspire to abandon this hero. These open border Democrats value and prioritize illegal alien foreign invaders over the lives and well-being of American citizens. This is treason to the highest degree. And he died short of a pension and death benefits, leaving his wife and two young children destitute. We are now all second-class citizens. All of us. They care more about criminals and foreign strangers who invaded our country than us. Where's the national media coverage of this story? Why isn't Biden to blame? Why isn't the entire Democrat Party to blame? I'll finish this story when we get back. Let me mention MyPillow. MyPillow wants to pass savings on to you. They're having a $25 extravaganza. With the help of his dedicated employees, they have hundreds of products. And they're having a $25 extravaganza. I'll finish when we get back. MyPillow.com, promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his 1-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com.
raw and unfiltered.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Let me talk about MyPillow again, because I didn't have time to finish up. We were in such a rush. You all know Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of any of the big box retailers or TV shopping channels. As a result of this canceled culture, MyPillow wants to pass all the savings on to you. They're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started, MyPillow was just a one-product company, the pillow, right? Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some of them you may not even know about. To get the word out, MyPillow is having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack towel set, $25. Brand-new product, four-pack dish towels, for you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size, any level, any loft level, even king size, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long. Just go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code WAR. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WAR. And we ran out of time for my commentary, too, so let me finish it. It is titled, How Biden and Democrats Not Only Killed a Hero Firefighter with Their Deadly Policies, They May Have Killed Him Twice. So I talked to you about this young 36-year-old, and his name is Derek Floyd. And I wonder why it's not the biggest news story in America like George Floyd, right? Here was a bad man, a lifelong criminal, a black man who was a lifelong criminal, but all anyone cared about is he was black, and the police killed him. Well, they didn't kill him. The fentanyl killed him. He was on fentanyl, a deadly dose, and a lifelong criminal who put a gun to a pregnant woman's head, who's been in and out of prison his whole life. And the police held him down too long, which they did. I saw it. It did look ridiculous. But he was on massive doses of fentanyl. He's a bad guy, and he's on drugs. He dies, and the whole nation burns, and it's the biggest story in America, and Black Lives Matter is born, and billions of dollars are transferred to criminals who stole all the money. Opinion show, my opinion. Con men and women and criminals who stole all the money. Because Black Lives Matter is mostly women. Con women. But again, opinion show, my opinion. And here's a guy Instead of George Floyd, this guy's Derek Floyd. He's a hero, Marine, and firefighter. Three tours of duty. And then a firefighter at the FDNY, or, right, Fire Department of New York, FDNY. And they cut his job to save money to pay for illegal aliens. And he dies of a cardiac arrest a couple months later. This is a national disgrace. Should be as big as George Floyd. The whole nation should be up in arms. This is treason to the highest degree. This Marine and firefighter surely died of a broken heart. He died because he could no longer do the job he loved. He died because his family saw him unemployed. He died because he felt abandoned. He died because he saw Democrats value illegal aliens over a Marine and a first responder hero. And he died short of a pension and death benefits, leaving his wife and two young children destitute. We are all now second-class citizens. Criminals, people who scream death to America at rallies across America, Jew haters and terrorists are all valued by Biden and his traitorous communist cabal higher than you and I. Where is the national media coverage of this tragic story? Why isn't Biden to blame? Why isn't the entire Democrat Party to blame? They opened the border and they welcomed millions in. The cost of that is bankrupting America. It certainly contributed to the death of this hero fighter. But did Biden and Democrats contribute to his death twice? What do I mean by that? Remember that Biden chose to mandate the COVID vaccine specifically to government employees and first responders. First responders like Derek Floyd are dying in huge numbers of heart attacks and strokes, but only since the vaccine. Yes, Trump supports the vaccine, but he never mandated it, and he never will. No firefighter like Derek Floyd, no military member like Derek Floyd would ever have been forced to take it. But in Biden's America and deep blue Democrat New York, all firefighters were forced to take the jab or lose their jobs. Did it contribute to Derek Floyd's heart attack death? We may never know. Derek Floyd had a heart attack in 2019. I admit that. I know that. But you know what? Lots of people who are dying for this COVID vaccine have already bad immune systems. They're sick, they're weak, their heart's weak, they've had a heart attack, they've had a stroke, they've had cancer, but they're alive and they're recovering. Then they get the vaccine and they die very quickly. So the fact that he had a heart attack doesn't mean anything. The vaccine put him over the top, again, would be my opinion. He's not alone. We're seeing an epidemic of excess death. The media should be demanding an investigation of why so many cops, firefighters, and military personnel are dying of heart attacks at a young age only since the Biden-mandated vaccine. So where is the media? They're covering up the truth that would destroy Biden and the Democrat Party.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
War now.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University have spiraled out of control, saying the demonstrations have surpassed protected free speech.
We desperately need, the country needs, clear moral authority. We need the President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
He and other top Republicans have demanded the university's president resign over the escalating situation. House Democrats have announced their opposition to any attempt to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Democratic leader leadership said their conference will move to table a motion by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position if it is brought up for a vote. Walmart is closing all 51 of its healthcare centers and discontinuing virtual healthcare services. This strategic shift by the largest U.S. retailer could create a gap in healthcare access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wayne Alaroot, I still have not had it verified. I can't find it online, but I really trust the source, one of my best friends and one of Trump's best friends. I really do trust the source. I know the White House, there are articles online that the White House considers welcoming Palestinians from war-torn Gaza as refugees, but I can't find anything that says it's a done deal. But My buddy tells me that Laura Ingraham did the story on Fox News, and so did Ed Henry on Newsmax, so did Brett Baer. So if all these people are talking about it, it must be somewhere. It hasn't been announced yet, but they must have leaked the news that Biden is going to let every Palestinian from Gaza that wants to come to America. These are all the worst people in the world. Jew haters, uneducated, unskilled, welfare for life, murderers, criminals, welfare addicts, welfare queens. Everyone wants to be pregnant, have a baby, and become American citizens for life and stick us with the bill. Disaster. If it's true, disaster for America, for Christians, and for Jews. Because this is at what you see on college campuses, including Columbia, times 100. All right, let me mention before I get my great guest. I got a great guest who's a student at Columbia University and the editor-in-chief of the Columbia Sundial student magazine that promotes free speech. And I've got him with us to talk about Columbia. But I got to mention the sponsor of this segment, Got Truth America. If you think America's being destroyed, if you think the courts are wicked, if you think the judges are wicked, if you think they're evil, if you think they're bribed, if you think they're dirty, if you think they're bought off by the or blackmailed by the deep state, check out GotTruthAmerica.com. My great friend Nikki Fiorello and Dan Duquette, two great guys. Dan's the former general manager of the Boston Red Sox. They have lifted the lid off all the dirtiest courts in America that are all, they say, in the Boston and New England area. I say they're in every city, every judge, every courtroom is like that. But maybe it is the worst in America in Boston, but they're lifting the lid off how bad it really is and how dirty all these judges in these courtrooms are. They launched Got Truth America to expose, they say, George Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting these vicious attacks and trying to steal their company, they say. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. GotTruthAmerica.com. They also say that James Whitey Bulger, one of the most notorious murderers and organized crime figures in America, who the government and the FBI swore is dead, they say he's alive, and they got the photos to prove it. And the photos are at GotTruthAmerica.com. GotTruthAmerica.com. All right. We've got that student with us, Jonas Du, current student at Columbia University, editor-in-chief of the Columbia Sundial student magazine that promotes free speech. I'm surprised anybody would allow free speech at Columbia. I didn't think if you're not a communist, I wouldn't think they'd allow you to speak. Jonas Du, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show. How are you?
Well, I'm as well as I can be at this chaotic time on our campus. Thank you for having me.
I don't know if you know this. You probably thought you're just being booked on a conservative, you know, talk show host show, but I'm a Columbia alumni. That's my alma mater, is Columbia University.
Oh,
I graduated class of 1983 with my classmate Barack Obama. Class of 82 was George Stephanopoulos, another one of my classmates. Pretty much everyone I went to school with is in the Obama administration and now in the Biden administration. So I'm not just a conservative, I'm a Jewish conservative from Columbia University who remembers how bad it was when I went there. I mean, they were all bragging they were communists. Has it changed much with you? I mean, I'm sure they all bragged they're radical communists, right?
Well, I'm sure you must be very proud of your alma mater seeing everything unfolding on the news.
Yeah, sickening.
But what I will say is that over the course of the last couple of weeks, what we have seen is just in the rhetoric of the protesters, it's gotten more and more intense and more not just pro-Palestinian, but morphing into anti-Israel and right. In many cases, anti-Semitic. And that's the product of when you have an echo chamber on campus that is the Gaza Solidarity Encampment, where people are living and everybody has the same ideology. And then they do their people's mic, where they just repeat after the person on the megaphone saying things like, "We have a Zionist who has entered our camp. Let's push them out." It's the same at every single protest. It was the same at Hamilton Hall last night where I was. They were chanting protest. They were chanting intifada. Probably a lot of the similar things that you heard back when you were a student here.
Yeah, well, listen, remember, I'm Jewish. So when I was a Jewish student at Columbia, I was shocked that most of my fellow classmates in those days, much higher percentage than now, because now they let in all foreigners, and a lot of them are Muslims, and a lot of them hate Jews. When I was there, it was pretty much all Jews. It was all New York Jews and East Coast Jews. And all of them were very liberal to the point of bragging they were socialist, Marxist, communist, and they hated America, and they hated Israel. And I couldn't understand why my fellow Jews would protest Israel and say that Israel was a, you know, an occupier and a colonializer and all those other things that you hear them say now, they said then. I couldn't understand it. So my question for you is, Jonas, right now, are most of these protesters, I assume, who are preaching death to Jews and genocide to Israel, and we are Hamas, and we are infidel and all of that, I assume most of them are Muslim and foreigners. They're not Jews preaching death to Jews, are they? I hope not.
Well, actually, you would be surprised. So a couple things here. So there has been a lot of investigation into anti-Semitism at Columbia, both on the congressional level and at the U.S. Department of Education. And whenever the protesters are accused of anti-Semitism, you know, I don't think all of them are anti-Semitic. I think some of them are. What they say is, we can't be anti-Semitic because we have Jewish students that are anti-Zionists, that are in the encampment, that are supporting liberation and
no surprise,
and all of that, right? Which is the equivalent of saying, you know, it's the classic joke, right? Like, I'm not racist because I have a black friend.
I have a black friend.
It doesn't. Yeah.
I have a black woman that comes in as a maid for my family. I'm not anti-black. I mean, someone says that, you just laugh, right? But they claim this is my pet Jew, right? This is my pet Jew. They're in the encampment, they're Jewish, they hate Israel, that means none of us could be anti-Semitic. And that's a gigantic lie, because those Jews are self-hating of their own people, and I'm one of them, and I'm just telling you, I'm a Jew, and I'm disgusted by any Jew that would be part of this. It's a disgrace, and it's suicide for the Jewish race that anyone would be part of this. Terrible.
Yeah, well, I can't personally speak as I'm not Jewish as to, you know, what's, you know, going on in the minds of the people in Jewish Voice for Peace. But one thing that I'll also add is that you mentioned that you suspect a lot of the people are international, they're potentially Muslim. Actually, what I've seen is that this encampment and these protests have really just cut through the campus demographic. You have people of all walks of life coming in and supporting them. And it's really, you know, quite frightening when you think about how quickly this movement has proliferated and almost sort of like infected the minds of a lot of people who, you know, weren't political before or, you know, weren't really informed in the issue now. But now they see their friends in the encampment, they see the rhetoric that's being pushed out, and they feel compelled to join on this. So, you know, the classic image is the Barnard, you know, girl with, like, you know, short hair and all of that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
White,
same
usually,
as when I was going.
They're wearing a keffiyeh. They're wearing a keffiyeh and they're chanting in Arabic. And they have nothing to do with the conflict in the Middle East. I'm not saying that you can't protest things that you have nothing to do with. But when it's this widespread, you have to ask. There's something deeper going on here. There's an ideological line that is being pursued here that is beyond.
Well, they've all been brainwashed, obviously, Jonas. They're brainwashed because I always use the example, let's just say you're minding your own business in your home and a bunch of thugs break into your house, rape your wife, rape your daughter, and kill everyone. And then the police come and shoot them dead. These kids would protest the police and say the police are horrible people and brutal because they killed these people. These people were raping and murdering. Same thing with Hamas. Who could say we are Hamas? That makes you a domestic terrorist, in my opinion. If you support Hamas, that's not free speech. You've crossed into domestic terrorism. They're on the side of terrorists who murder and kill and rape and rob and everything you can name, genocide, anything you can name, mass murder. It's stunning to me that young kids could fall for this, to be brainwashed like this.
Well, when I'll say I have a lot of Jewish friends are saying, you know, similar things as you're saying, that, you know, to a lot of them, it seems that this is, you know, not become just, you know, pro-Palestinian, it's become pro-Hamas, right? And I think
right.
We saw that at the very beginning in October.
An anti-Jew.
When, you know, immediately after the October 7th attacks, these organizations came out and said, we support the Palestinian resistance, right? That was before Israel launched anything, you know, close to the offensive that they have today. And then they backtracked, obviously, and said, you know, oh, we condemn the innocent loss of life, you know, on all fronts. And now we're sort of moving more away from that and just saying, one of the chants they like to do is, for instance, you know, resistance is justified if you're colonized, resistance is justified. And you know, that's really, in my mind, a code word for, you know, any form of sort of physical or otherwise confrontation, including, you know, potentially what happened on October 7th again. And, you know, I had friends, Jewish friends, who, you know, I was reporting on some of the protests, you know, a couple weeks ago, and they were shouted at because they were observing the they were visibly Jewish. And this happened outside the gate, so it probably wasn't students, but they were shouting, you know, I hope October 7th is every day for you. I hope it happens 10,000 times.
I mean, that's what I mean. That's terrorism. That's crossed into how is this different than all the people that complained about January 6th? You know, this is January 6th times 10,000, but this government is not arresting and this police department is not arresting these people and charging them with domestic terrorism. But they did on January 6th to a bunch of white Republicans who simply were protesting a rigged election. They didn't do anything. They didn't hurt anybody. This is crazy. Hey, Jonas, can you stay through the break? I'd like to grab you for another segment. I think you're fantastic.
I think the NYPD is about to do something.
Oh, Jonas,
outside, so
Jonas,
I will
I'm asking
have
you to
run
for,
and just report
break.
On that.
We're doing a quick ad break, and I want to ask you more questions when we get back. So stay there. Don't go anywhere. Jonas Du, current student at Columbia University, editor-in-chief of the Columbia Sundial magazine. We'll be right back on Wade Allen. RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Roots on Fire. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Then we'll continue with Jonas Due, a student at Columbia University who's a firsthand witness to all this and terrible anarchy that's going on, which has now turned into much more than just anarchy and student sit-ins and really taking a whole university of Columbia hostage. Really, now it's turned into something much worse. They've taken over a building, place I used to go to all the time, Hamilton Hall, and they're threatening to burn it down. I don't know if he knows that, but that's been all over the news. Energized Health is a sponsor of this show. My great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee. This is my program for life. Changed my life because of what I lost and what I gained. It's not a weight loss program, and I've never been fat a day in my life. It is a fat loss program. Everybody, including skinny people, have fat, and a lot of it is inside your body. You can't see it. It's called visceral fat, and I lost 25 pounds of fat in only 88 days to start the program, and almost all of it was inside my body, and you couldn't see it. And it changed the way I looked, and it changed the way I felt, gave me new energy, and reversed aged me. I have photos of me from 13 years ago, and I look much younger now than 13 years ago. It's a miracle. It's my personal fountain of youth. It reversed aged me. I'll be in this program for life, and I landed three TV shows since the age of 61. That's unheard of. Nobody's ever done that. That's thanks to Energized Health. That was 3.5 years ago I did the program for 88 days. Right now, Energized Health's offering my fans the War 40% off discount. Just say war and you get 40% off at energizedhealth.com or call them toll free 888-444-8895. Toll free, direct, easiest way to reach them, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Say war or type in war and you get 40% off. We're back with Jonas Due, current student at Columbia University, editor-in-chief of the Columbia Sundial student magazine that promotes free speech. Glad to see there is a magazine that promotes free speech on campus. Jonas Due, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So, I'd like to ask you an honest question. So, if these were white kids on campus and they were wearing white hoods, right? That'd be a horrible thing, KKK. And they had signs that say, kill all the blacks. Let's murder the blacks. Let's genocide the blacks. Let's kill Barack Obama. Would this university let this go on for weeks or days? No way. No way. By the way, I would agree with them. It's a horrible thing. I wouldn't allow that on my university. We can't allow racism like that. But because it's Jews, they keep letting it go on and on and on, and it just doesn't make sense to me. Why is it okay to curse and to want to kill Jews? But of course it would never be okay to say, I want to kill black people. What's the difference? Why doesn't Columbia do the same thing they would do for black students, protect them?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that if, you know, the scenario you're talking about, if it was people in KKK costumes coming on, absolutely none of this would be happening right now. There'd be no occupation. There'd be no encampment. So I do think that there is a little bit of a double standard going on with the administration. But the thing that complicates the situation is that we have this whole argument on campus, not only within the students, but also within the faculty and the administration about Zionism, anti-Zionism versus anti-Semitism. And, you know, while I think that, you know, you're allowed to debate whatever ideas you want on college campuses, as long as you do it in a respectful manner and you follow the rules, including, you know, whether you believe Zionism is valid or not, which, you know, 90%+ of Jews on campus probably would support, where the movement right now is having an issue is that they keep claiming that anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism, but then they do things that are anti-Semitic. And sometimes it's hard to draw the line between those two. And that's why the movement right now is under so much scrutiny, I think.
Well, Jonas, when someone says, I mean, forget about kill the Jews, which they've said, forget about murder the Zionists, which they've said, forget about genocide Israel, which they've said, when they say river to the sea, that, you know, what have I said from the Potomac to the White House, let's kill all the Democrats? I mean, that's what it means to say from the river to the sea. It means you're going to kill all the Jews in Israel. And obviously, when you have the leader of the movement, I saw an article about this kid that was the leader of the movement, and he's just been kicked out of Columbia because he literally said to the media, you know, it's not like I'm running around murdering Jews. I could be doing that. You're lucky I'm not killing Jews. This is crossed over into a much more dangerous thing. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do think that story, that's the story of Kamani James.
And yes.
He has been a huge liability for the movement. Yeah. and he came out with an apology that did not include the word sorry. So, you know, they're having a huge image issue right now. And I do think that a lot of, you know, a lot of what they're saying is just become completely careless and is really revealing a lot of the true character of the movement. And you know, I have a lot of Jewish friends. I'm very, you know, connected with the Jewish community at Columbia, as many people are, because, you know, it's 20% of the student body.
Right.
And I believe them when they tell me that when they hear things like Intifada, when they hear things like the word genocide or from the river to the sea, it is very triggering for them. Because
they fear for their safety.
I agree with them. Real impacts.
I agree. Hey, we got to run. Jonas Due is the current student at Columbia, as in Columbia University. He's the editor-in-chief of the Columbia Sundial, the student magazine that thankfully promotes free speech. We appreciate him coming on and showing us some of that moxie and some of that boldness and some of that free speech. Thank you, Jonas. Appreciate it. Stay safe at Columbia, please. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, we're done for the night here on TV. We're coming back on radio for another hour, so stay tuned if you're listening on one of these radio stations, the Root for America Radio Network. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, rootforamerica.com, wayneroot@gmail.com.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. They're pure ground.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.